And I came to your door and I found the place and you were looking at me and I'm like, I was grabbing his breakfast, buddy, but they physically threw a guy through a door. And you're like, okay, I'm making breakfast. And then we had a wonderful breakfast and I got to meet Danielle.
Gives you lemons, you make omelets.
You make omelets, yeah. And I got to meet Danielle and it was a nice chat. And we were talking about a lot of things back then. Recording this new, not so new now, but a project at the Mule Spinner and all these other fun things. More than a year has gone by, and there's people doing shows out of the Mule Spinner, smaller shows, mm-hmm. and the Cotton Factory that you're still a part of, which is great. But now you're doing this other project with some other folks at the Moonshine Cafe, and that's coming up Friday, October 23rd. So, buddy, tell us about it.
I was at the Moonshine watching a show actually, and John Marlett, who runs the Moonshine, was like, "Hey man, you want a gig?" And I was like, I was kind of reticent of late because playing behind the plastic makes me feel like I'm at the meat counter.
Oh, that's kind of creepy. Yeah,
you know. So, but I was like, you know what, man, he's putting out a good effort to try to save his venue. So I'm like, I'm in, and I'm going to bring in some people to try to get some draw to make something happen. And originally we had Sarah Burton, but actually COVID kind of prevented her from participating because she's got a quarantine because she's going to see a friend. So we picked up Connor Gaines. We bumped into him in the grocery store, and we're like, "Hey, man, what are you doing?"
Oh, really? It was literally you just walked into the grocery store and ran into him, eh?
Yeah.
Crazy.
So he came by and we're like, we've put this really strange project together where we're going to do individual songs off the top with those three songwriters, mm-hmm. as well as Danielle.
Right.
And then the second set, we're going to form a band in which Connor's playing drums and I'm playing bass. Kirby's playing guitar and Danielle's playing piano.
Right. So
we're going to do a set like that.
Cool. Yeah. So we got four people performing: Connor Gaines, John Kirby, yourself, and Danielle. So it's a live stream, but people can physically go to the Moonshine Cafe and also watch live stream. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they can have what, like 25 people in there or something. So
yeah. What's the coverage
intending to come out? That's $10.
Well, $10 is not bad. And the Moonshine Cafe is located in Oakville.
No, yeah. On Kerr Street in Oakville.
On Kerr Street. And you've played there before.
I have. Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple different kind of capacities. Yeah.
So who's going to be running all the cameras and the sound gear if you're going to be up on stage with everyone?
They've got a station. They've just got one stationary camera and a condenser mic up in the air, and they get it done. Yeah.
Right. Where do we go to find the stream for this?
That is through their Patreon, I believe. So if you look at, I'll send you a link and you can post it or wherever that might be. But if you typed in like Moonshine Cafe Patreon, mm-hmm. you could probably access it that way.
Okay. All right. And this is all going down at 8:00 Friday, October 23rd?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, all right. So tell me a little bit about Connor Gaines. What's your relationship with him?
Connor's somebody, I saw him at the Come Together Music Festival and I was just really blown away. He's got a great band and he's got like a neo soul kind of thing going. He's a remarkable guitar player and singer, and just kind of, and pretty established in Toronto too. He's a regular at the Dakota, kind of sell it out on a Friday night, mm-hmm. kind of thing. But he's moved to Hamilton. He's in Hamilton as of like 3 months ago.
Really?
And he came to town and he was just kind of reaching out to musicians he knew in town, and we actually, Kirby and I went over and hung out at his place for a night, just kind of got to know each other a little bit better. And then you bump into somebody in the grocery store and away you go, and you've got a show going.
I find listening to both your music and Connor Gaines' music quite similar. It's a good mix. Would you agree to that?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, Connor sat in with us. Actually, we played at the Come Together Festival 2 years ago now, and Connor sat in and played guitar with us along with our guitar player Tom. Both remarkable players. So I don't know. He's one of my favorites. Yeah, so I'm happy to have him.
Shadows linger in my room. Spirit singer, birth to tune. In between, no time to rest. Off my chest, silent hearts ring bells of truth. for the coming of you. Feeling strong coming over me. Feeling loud walking down the street. Feeling stronger coming over me. Miracle every once in a while, yeah.
and I was alone. I wasn't trying to waste your time. Always on the run. I was always on the run. Oh no. Then I put my wandering down. And then I see the moon. And I know she feels it too. Love with no light. Said, draw by me or you. Sun, it wasn't so true, darling. Won't you stay another night? Oh, when I get close enough to kiss the stormy crown, you just wash away. Wash away, yeah. Show me your heart. Try to understand what it means. Let it grow. Show me your heart. Try to understand what it means. And let it sun always shines. The jasmine wind blows and it softens all my mind. Loud as a ghost of a wild man said, yeah, 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 yeah. This is the silence, throws the rain in my ear, to my head.
When I
was alone, yeah. I wasn't trying to waste all of your life. I was always on the run. On the run, darling. When I see you come around, I want to put you wandering down. And then I see the moon and the fire that's in your eyes. A love with no lies. Say, drama, me or you. Say, painted faces, empty spaces. Then I put my wandering down. Oh, but when I get close enough to kiss, I'll just wash away. Wash away. Show me your heart. Try to understand what it means to let it grow. Show me your heart. Try to understand what it means to let it grow. Sun always shines. Jasmine wind blows and it softens up my mind. But I listen close to a wise man said, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rest of the silence smells the rain in my head, in my head. Ooh. Thank you.
tattooed lady is on my arm. Speaks to me in dreams so clear. She says, I've just been looking for your heart. She says the sun's too far away to touch, and it turns all the non-believers to dust. Is it love or no cocaine rush? Because I've just been looking for your heart. The Badger, she's the queen of envy, and everybody's sitting on fire alarms. Outside, she's quick to call me baby. I really never thought we'd ever make it so far. We put the horse before the car, 'cause I've been looking for your heart. Halifax to the Palomino, from Galway over across to North Bay. Mine can do backflips overnight, and you can travel pretty far in a car in a day. Wonder if you notice when you're changing colors, just like the water never still in one place. Can't stand to be without you, I don't want to be apart, 'cause I've just been looking for your heart.
And now that our mutual friend John Kirby is back in town, and normally, if anything, the bane of Max Ray's jokes. I think the last thing was the singer-songwriter for If You Loved Danny DeVito, You're Gonna Love John Kirby. I think that's what it was. I can't remember. There's a lot of Max in that joke. Yeah. You know, but I kind of lost track of Kirby. I think it was like last time Max Ray swung by the old Steel City Music Studios. We were doing some stuff and he was helping me out with some stuff. And I said, well, why don't you get some of the guys together and, you know, come out in the yard. Right. And he goes, what do you mean the guys? I go, well, you know, Deeps, get a hold of Deeps, you know? And he said, yeah, Kirby's done to get a hold of them, you know, never did. never.
Yeah, well, Kirby might have been out of town.
He's kind of hard to pin down in some of the COVID times.
He's on the cruise ships for a couple of years.
So I noticed that. I'm happy
to have him back and have him playing his own stuff.
Right,
writing, and there's some stuff coming out.
Are you recording him down at the Cotton Factory in the studios down there?
He's been working on a lot of his own recordings, which are sounding great. And then he kind of farms them out to Matt Burns to do some drumming on.
Sure.
And then toying with mixing them down at Boxcar, because we're all kind of Boxcar recording studio guys. So John, cool. I think John's had a relationship with that studio for over a decade now.
Yeah.
So,
well, how long has John been back in Hamilton?
Since I guess January. And that was like, kind of just as all this COVID stuff was happening. And like I said, he was on the ship, so he was lucky to kind of get out without having to be stranded at sea.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of people were.
And he's kind of in the bubble here. He kind of comes and hangs out. And
he's actually
done some tech work, a mule spinner, and we just kind of all keep him busy trying to make things and stay sane.
Well, we dump on him. We've always dumped on him, but I mean, we love the guy. That's why we dump on
always
him.
Always great.
So, you know?
Maybe I've been trying too long now that I'll never understand. Maybe I've been planning things out now that I know should never been planned. Who needs a mystery? Just a game, a race I wasn't built to run. Spend my time surveying the land. Now my turn doesn't even look fun. Who wants to build a home when men can pretend they're gods? Who even bothers with the love you can download another thought of touch of heart? Cold, I know. Wish you.
Slow. scared I'm gonna get trapped by the horror I paint in my head. Oh, but all this time,
folks. You're listening to Steel City Music. Your host, Gunner, here, and on the line with me right now is Steve Deeps. On Friday, October 23rd at 8 o'clock at the Moonshine Cafe out of Oakville on Kerr Street. It's a $10 cover. Holds somewhere around 20 to 25 people, so it's a limited capacity, that sort of thing, but you can also check it out online. If you type in Patreon, Moonshine Cafe and Patreon, you should come up with the link. I'll have more about that stuff in my blog if you go to steelcitymusic.ca, of course, to click on that. Tell me a little bit about this GoFundMe project that's happening.
I guess somebody kicked it in on behalf of the Moonshine, because John's not one to kind of put his hand out, because he's just old school that way. But right. He's welcomed that effort, and their goal is $75,000, and they're sitting at about $58,000 right now.
Right.
And it's just a really remarkable venue. If you haven't been, it's just, I don't know.
I have not been in. I've heard everybody it's else nice. Has played yeah. there and has gone into the venue. And I mean, so many venues are just struggling right now because of COVID, as you know. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very noble that you guys are stepping up to help the dude out.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he's kind of been, I think they've been running it for about 14 years.
Right.
Based mainly around original music, which, as you know, is a little tougher than kind of having a chicken wing bar with a cover band kind of thing.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, there's not too many chicken wing bars with cover bands.
Not these days, no.
Not without it, unless they're going to be putting a shower curtain and you're singing behind the shower curtain, which is just so painful to watch.
Yeah.
It really is, honestly. I just yeah, it
it's
really
tough,
is.
It's like, got to get in there. Got to get in there and help them out.
Yeah, you got to get in there. Hey, man, thanks for taking the time out to yap with us. And I'm going to spin some music from your last album. But on that note, we've spoken, it's been over a year and a bit about your next album. And I have heard Zip.
It's coming out, man. We went into the studio prior to this COVID stuff, and then we just kind of cracked it back open. So we're near complete three mixes, and we're going to book some other shows too, or some other sessions too. Yeah. So it's once these things kind of relax, we're starting to kind of start pushing a little bit more. And I've been co-writing with a bunch of people too, so there's some new sounds coming for sure.
Thanks, Max Ray. Thanks a lot, Max Ray. I don't believe you, but thanks, Max Ray. That's cool.
No, it'll be there. Don't worry. I'll have some new stuff to you in the next month or so, I think. Yeah. Sounds good.
Hey, you know what? I almost forgot there, Deeps. You got something coming up this Saturday, October 24th. What's that? We should be plugging that too, buddy.
Yeah, sure. It's weird. I got actually more than one event in a week. It's when it rains, it pours, I guess. 7 o'clock on steadycanoe.ca. You can find me doing a live stream, and I'm actually doing like a 3-year kind of anniversary of my EP. I'm playing that EP in its entirety and kind of telling some stories about my trip on the Via Rail train.
Right. What was the name of that EP?
That was called Headed Back That Way.
Headed Back That Way. And that's on, and where do we find this again?
On steadycanoe.ca. Hey, this is Deeps. You can catch me live at the Moonshine on October 23rd with special guests John Kirby and Connor Gaines and Daniel Donville. That's on Kerr Street. That's a $10 cover. Book your tables because there's booking up fast. And if you can't make it up to the show on Friday, check me out on October 24th at steadycadoo.ca. I'm doing a live stream live out of the Mule Spinner, and it should be a great time. Hope you check it out. That's at 7 p.m.
The reception is bad on this phone I got. You're breaking down in the parking lot, but I can hear what you're saying through the static in the tears. My heart quit and I've been prone to fit, and I know it's a hard thing to see. Your rock crumbling in front of you. Believe me, it's brought me to my. Like you, but nothing would stand in my way.
Oh, so hard from the start.
forgotten that fight. That matters anyway. You look beautiful that night. So I keep looking your way. It's just where I found the light. Father's daughter, every mother's son, everyone you know has got to run. To run. Father's daughter, every
mother's son. Everyone you know has got to run.
Trying to crack the bricks and the mortar. All the years stand. Nothing you done can't take back. So come on over. Come on, baby. Come on over.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
And the show is rolling along. Joining me on the line right now is Phil from Sinner. Good, buddy. I'm glad that we were able to connect. I was joking just before I got on the phone with you about how it's cold and wet outside. And And it just, I immediately like started making ex-girlfriend jokes. And you were like laughing along, like going, maybe I shouldn't do that. That's kind of
definitely has that kind of vibe.
I don't know, man. Yeah, the vibe outside in Hamilton, Ontario, and I'm calling you. You're in St. Catharines.
Yeah, it's not much better down here today.
Yeah. Hey, man, so tell me a little bit about, because I put the call out to bands across Facebook and various music groups, that sort of thing, and on Twitter, and I also do it out on Instagram. You know, hey, who wants to promote their music? Who wants to promote their events? I have, you know, this website, Steel City Music. I have a radio show, and you hit me back right away. And I got to admit, when I was reading your reply, I was just like, I don't think I've ever interviewed anyone from the genre of music, blackened hardcore.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because there's so many different genres of music, and it's just like, okay, all right. Like, I mean, I've interviewed, you know, I mean, we were joking about our buddy George from Alexis on Fire, you know.